USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll rising in South Florida after a building collapses. Local officials announcing yesterday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. Meanwhile, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava is ordering the part of the building still standing to be demolished.
I want to acknowledge that this was not a decision we made lightly, and I know especially how difficult this is for the families who escaped the building and who have lost their homes and their belongings. The building poses a threat to public health and safety, and bringing it down as quickly as possible is critical to protect our community.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Yesterday's report shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate still under 6%. The unemployment rate rising, though, from 5.6% to 5.9%. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities. The number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant in the PBS NewsHour yesterday.
It's all over the country. It's doubling nearly every 2 weeks. And it will very quickly become the dominant variant in the United States.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. The good news, though, the vaccines we have are resistant to it. Fear in Afghanistan over what happens next after the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. Many Afghans have left or are planning to leave the country. A 23-year-old grocery store owner tells the New York Times there is no hope for the future. Hurricane Elsa approaching the U.S. The storm still in the Caribbean this morning. A hurricane warning in effect for Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. Florida could feel the effects of the storm as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At least 20 people missing after a mudslide in Japan happening this morning in Itami, about 60 miles from Tokyo in Japan's east coast. The Supreme Court rules an Amish group in Minnesota doesn't have to comply with county building codes. Wendy King has details.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Truber community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Reports of tension on the vice president's staff. Here's Brad Bernards.
The White House dove into damage control this week after reports of dysfunction and infighting in Vice President Kamala Harris's office, with the administration trying to stop a drama-filled narrative from taking hold. That's according to five people who spoke to CNN about the dynamics within Harris's office. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.